Day 305. Jesus appears in Jerusalem. Part 2. Luke 24, verse 38 through 49, and John 20, verse 24 through 28. Returning from death, Jesus stood with his disciples in Jerusalem. "Why is there doubt and fear in your hearts? Touch me and see." The disciples were so happy, but couldn't believe their eyes. "Have you anything to eat?" asked Jesus. They watched while Jesus ate. As he opened their spiritual understanding, they heard what Moses and the prophets had written about him. "Christ will suffer and rise from the dead, and the whole world will know it," said Jesus. "You've seen and understood all this. Soon I'll send you the Holy Spirit, as my Father promised. Stay here in the city until power from above covers you like clothing." The disciple named Thomas didn't see these things. He didn't believe it had happened. "I'll have to touch the wounds before I believe," he said. A week later, the doors were shut. Suddenly, Jesus stood among them. "Reach out, Thomas," he said. "Touch my hands. Don't doubt. Believe." Thomas answered, "My Lord and my God," as he touched Jesus. Here's two questions for your children, parents. What did Jesus do to prove that he wasn't a ghost? And what did Thomas say when he touched Jesus? Hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Have a blessed day. And parents, don't forget to pray with your children. Thank you.